Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, you're always looking for that matchup. It's a matchup game, especially when you're on the defensive side. And you walk into the game planning meeting and you're saying, okay, hey, who's going to their number one receiver? Who's going to two? How do we match up across the board? Backs, tight ends, no different. So, you know, I thought Christian really did a great job of limiting their number one receiver last night, and give Bobby credit and the defensive staff in terms of the plan as well.
A great big game for Christian Benford. The Steelers are not getting a lot out of DK Metcalf, though, saying that. I mean, he's a big name. He's not had a good season.
No.
The whole thing with Pittsburgh is just not happening. Yep. All their tight ends, you know, congrats on your tight ends.
You know who's had a good season? It's the guy they traded. Pickens has had a pretty good season.
Oh, yes.
He's pretty good. I think they thought they were replacing Pickens with Metcalf. And, like, I don't know, maybe their passing game would still be stalled even if Pickens were still there because of how Rodgers is playing and how quickly he wants to get rid of the ball and whatever. But, they're nowhere. Like, they're paying Freiermuth a pretty big salary, and he doesn't exist. And, yeah, I don't know. The whole thing's just kind of a mess.
Metcalf leads the Steelers with 45 catches, lest I be accused of throwing stones here. Shakir with 55 to lead the Bills. Keon Coleman is second, and we got Keon Coleman back yesterday. Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm not against him ever playing again. I never thought that they were absolutely done with him playing. They're so short there. That, you know, and I don't mean because he's tall. I mean, just, you know, they don't have a great room at all, as evidenced by them grabbing Brandon Cooks. I mean, you see Adam Thielen is getting released by Minnesota, and I was like, okay, you try that out? I mean, we're like an open house here.
Pretty much.
Have you caught passes in the NFL? You know, we might want you. So, Coleman, I guess TBD. He has a chance to sort of reclaim a spot here. I don't know if one touchdown catch does the trick exactly. It's not like there was volume there. He caught one other pass, I think, in the game. But it's hard to. He's still the same player that got benched. And if he'd been playing better, I think there would have been more of an uproar about him getting benched. But he's not. Like he hasn't been productive. He hasn't been helping them. So you're going to be a disciplinary problem. I think most fans just sort of rolled with it, and I'm included. Like, okay, sit him down. So he's back, and can he, like, rewrite the end of this season for himself heading into year three? I think we'll see. I felt pretty strongly that with the way the Bills were handling him in the run-up to the benching and then the benching that went on for two games, that if they could find a Saturday draft pick that's to their liking in the offseason, that they would move him in a second and just start over. Because I don't think McDermott wants the headache anymore.
They did it with Elam. That was 2 years only?
I think it was three.
Was it three?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't – it's two different things. It doesn't make you look better to dump a guy like that so young. Does it make the pick look better? Well, at least you got something. But it's also like a lot of these kinds of things – doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It's not about how you look.
Right.
It's about value. And if you think, I mean, it blows up in your face if he's anything.
Right.
Elam, though, is already on Tennessee or something, right?
Right. Yeah, Dallas released him. So.
That's maybe the worst look that could befall you as a GM, is if you bail so early on a guy and then he makes it. And that does happen. Yeah, it'd be pretty stark if they were done already.
Not that one incredible, maybe bumping right up against all-time highlight catch does that, but Treylon Burks is this.
Treylon Burks.
He was a higher pick than Cole, right? Middle of the first round, right, to replace A.J. Brown?
Yeah.
Did they use the pick they got for Brown on him?
Maybe.
Anyway, I feel like that pick was in the teens. And, you know, Tennessee just like, that was 2 years, right? Or was that three, like Elam? Trying to remember which draft. Anyway, they bounced, and there he is making a Beckham-esque catch last night in the back of the end zone for Washington.
It was only catch.
Yeah, right.
You know what we were first to? The gloves. You know?
A huge difference maker.
There was another play I saw somewhere yesterday where you're not only seeing, like, oh man, I saw a bunch of these. It feels like I saw a bunch of these. Where you're seeing the player almost stop the ball with one hand and then bring it in. But whether it was Burks, and I think it was, or someone else yesterday, they're catching the ball with, like, three fingers in their one hand. Mm-hmm. It's not, they're not bringing it in. They're, like, literally possessing the ball. Which is really amazing. Like, there's physical talent involved, but that should not be...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Physically possible to take a pass thrown at whatever velocity and be able to catch it like in the cup of your hand on the point.
Right.
Just without it even moving. What is on these gloves? You go back to Stick'em.
Yes, I do, right?
I go back to the banning of Stick'em, not to Stick'em itself. I don't go back to Biletnikoff. You go back to Biletnikoff, right. It's all over his uniform.
Yeah, there's yellow, Lester Hayes. They all had this yellow goo on their pants.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a pitcher going out to the mound with a bunch of tobacco on his rear end to use to, grease the ball.
Right, if they let you throw spitballs,
right,
they'd have that stuff all over their uniform.
Right.
And that used to be the case in the NFL, but then we don't want that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody else talk about the gloves.
There was a play. Was it in the Bills game? There was a play I saw yesterday where I think it was a running back, and for some reason I have Gainwell in my head here, but I'm not sure if it tracks or not. where he reached down. It wasn't a spectacular catch or anything, and it wasn't a big gain, but I think he caught the ball really close to the ground with one hand and controlled it and, like, pulled it up.
Yeah. I think that's right. That's right. Bowers in Vegas. You see the first Davante Adams touchdown yesterday. Now, these are great players.
Yep.
Bowers and Adams. But this is really not – there's nothing cheap about the Adams one. I'm not saying there is. But it's just like – it looks so easy. And it's Stafford is getting pressured, and he goes – reaches low behind him, Adams, and just catches it like it's just on the run, you know, twisting his body super good.
Right.
Two more touchdowns for that guy.
You sort of just imagine it making like a suction cup sound. Like
yeah, right, right.
Just stick the club out there. I'm gonna stop
Could it really be that easy with those gloves? This started for me with Diggs, because we got Diggs, and look how good this guy is. Like, I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was great. And there were so many plays with him where the ball would just, like, no matter what position his hands were in, or like the ball would just, like, stick to his hands. Like, I bet there's a little bit more to this. I'm not saying it's cheating. It's just like,
no, I mean, everybody's got the same advantage. I mean, you know, so
I've been stuck on the gloves, so to speak, for a few years.
You know, the gloves are sticky.
Exactly. We'll take a break. We're at Dash's Market on Hurdle today. Mission: give where you live to benefit the Buffalo City Mission. Dash's is accepting donations through December 19th at any of their locations during regular business hours. This is new gloves, hats, scarves. They don't have to be the NFL gloves.
The sticky catch gloves.
Toiletries, personal care products, sweatsuits, non-perishable food items, all graciously accepted here at Dash's today, again, during regular business hours and through December 19th. Our honor to be a part of it. Sal coming up at 5. Sean McDermott gave an injury update today, such as it was. Maybe the newsiest thing is, I think he said Bass is pretty much done for the year, but not a lot of new information, it seemed to me. We'll see how Sal reads it in about 20 minutes. The Sabres are home to Winnipeg tonight, 6:30 pregame. Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.